Hello and welcome to I Am Woman Podcast. I am your host, Sandra T, and I am so glad that you have graced us on today. What an awesome morning. We want you to know to get yourself together, rise and shine, and give God the glory, for He is worthy to be praised. Today, our topic is going to be we're going to be talking about the mother's love, the love of a mother. And we're going to take a quick break and don't go nowhere now because we got some good stuff today. And we'll be right back. Hello, ladies. We are back. And this is, if you're just tuning in, this is the I Am Woman podcast. I'm your host, Sandra T. Webb, and we are so happy that you have graced us, and we're excited, and we're going to get right into the topic. But before we do, we just want to remind you, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Please let a friend know, tag a friend, encourage a friend, let them know that we got some good stuff on the horizon. This month is we're going to be dealing with mothers. Listen, we taking the whole month. Ladies, we deserve it. Those of you that are mothers, grandmothers, you know, aunts, whatever you may be, listen, this is your month and you deserve it. So we're going to be dealing with mothers, talking about it. I also have my mother I'm going to interview for a special segment, and my mother-in-law. They're both two Christian women that's been in, you know, they've been in this thing for a long time. They got a lot that they can share, and you're going to be hearing from them on this month. So tag somebody, let somebody else know. But we have an email, iamwoman41@gmail.com. Also, Instagram, you can go to I Am Woman Podcast. And listen, we need you to go on there and become a friend and hit us a message either on Instagram or email. We prefer email. And if you have a topic that you would like to hear us discuss, we'll be glad to. Also, Facebook, I Am Woman as well. And so we want to just dive right in. I'm excited about talking about this topic on today. Now, you're getting me on my stopping grounds now. I love talking about mothers and children, and because it is so important. A mother's love. And one of the things I want to start with is what an honor it is for those of you that are listening to be entrusted, ladies, with being a guardian. I know it's a responsibility. I know it's not easy. But the power of a mother's love, it cannot be underestimated. Don't underestimate yourself and the power that's inside of you. She is the most valuable part of the process. And don't you know that being a mother is such a gift? What is your definition of a mother's love? What is it? And how do you spell love? She guides. A mother teaches. She nurtures. Her love reflects the love of God. Isn't that something? Her love reflects the love of God. Our children, they can learn so much from a mother. That's why you matter. That's why you're important. And I know it's difficult at times. I know sometimes you you those of you that are single, you say to yourself, why? I mean, you know, if I could just get a little bit of help. That's why God put it in you. That's why you have the gift. Because you are important. And our children, they learn from us. That's why it's important. That's why you matter. You're the core strength of the home. Don't you forget it, honey. Don't you forget it. Don't let nobody make you think any different. You're the core strength of the home. Do you know that your affection is what causes a mother's bond to be so strong? This is why we need to know who we are. How do we do that? By our love. It's so much. I mean, I won't even be able to do it justice. But by our love, by our patience. You know, mothers can be patient. You know, have you ever been somewhere and the kid was crying and the mother is just sitting there and just, she's just listening to, I mean, she could hear the crying and going on, and everybody else is frustrated, like, what's the matter with the baby? What's going on? And she literally can handle that. She can handle it. Look, I don't know, it's like her ears and her system is just made to be able to adjust to the sound and the crying of the child. So we must understand that it's by our love, it's by our patience, being patient, forgiveness, and being responsible, having that responsibility. And don't let me forget understanding. Because you got to have an understanding to be a mama. Do you know, mothers, or those of you that that's want to be mothers, do you know that we are the foundation to building a good society? And society has failed. Yes, we can't lose, we can't let go of the role that we have been given. We've got to hang in there. We've got to keep on plugging away. We've got to keep loving our children by being examples and doing everything, being that one that they can depend on all times, always. Spencer Kimball, he said something that was, I thought was really, it was really something. You know what he said? I want you to hear me good now. Listen to this. To be a mother, he says, is a woman's greatest vocation. At first I looked at it, and when I first read it, I said, vacation? But I was reading that wrong. To be a mother is a woman's greatest vocation. That's your most greatest vocation in life. If you had more than one job, that's the most greatest job you have. Spencer also said, she is a partner with God. Think about that, ladies. She is a partner with God. No being has a position of such power and influence. She holds in her hands. Isn't that something? Nobody even has that position. That power and influence that you hold in your hand. Right there. If you don't know how important you are. He also said the destiny of a nation of nations. For to her comes the responsibility and the opportunity of molding nations' citizens. So when you look out in our society and in our world and you see what's happening in our society, you understand, you get it, why society is like it is. Ladies, we may have dropped the ball. Ladies, I don't know about you, but this is really good news to know for a fact that mothers play such an important role in the destiny of the nations. Now, you know that's awesome. Do you know mothers are the first person that the child sees, kisses, the embrace, the caress, the tenderness, which is the strongest attachment of nature? We are. And then you wonder sometimes, you know, you hear people always say things like, you can't do nothing about a mother and a child. It, you know, there's a connection there. That's a bond that nobody can break that. You can't break it with the son. You can't break it with the daughter. It's a bond there. They stay in your stomach for 9 months. 9 months. You carry this life inside of you. And when you carry this life inside of you for 9 months, honey, I wish I would let anything get in the way after I done went through all of this changes in my body. Being fatigued and tired and I'm sleeping more and you're going through changes to bring this life into the world. There are so many ways to say I love you to your children. Now I'm talking about this topic is powerful, and I can't even do it justice to be able to talk about the love of a mother in one segment. But know this, there are so many ways to say I love you to your child. The small things you do. Mothers, you do it all the time. Just the little things. You listen to them. You pay attention. The small things that you can do to say I love you. Picking them up from school. Going to their games. The concerts that they have. So how do you spell love? Well, time. How you spend your time. You think that's not important? Yes, it is. It's more than words. It's saying I'm showing action. Time with your family is an opportunity to love. Love is time and time is love. So we, as mothers, we grow and we learn how to have time management by taking care of the most important things. That's important. And I want to encourage you mothers to let you know that you are special. Is nothing like a mother's love. Let this month be a month that you just enjoy yourself being a mother. Do you know that the month of May for Mother's Day, that's the most biggest, one of the most biggest times of the year? You talking about everybody from the north, south, east, and west. They getting some flowers. They getting cards. That's a very special day as far as retail stores and different places where you can buy cards and you can buy flowers and gifts, because people appreciate their mother. Listen, everything is finding something for their mama around that time. That's one of the most biggest money makers during that time. Everybody is at the store finding something for mama. Because guess what? You only got one mama. Appreciate your mama. Because there's nothing like a mother's love. She'll love you when nobody else will love you. She'll appreciate you when nobody else appreciates you. When nobody else understands you. And for those of you that have lost a mother, I want you to know, remember the beautiful memories of the things that your mother taught you. All of the wonderful memories that you remember about your mother, and keep it dear to your heart. Because that's what legacy is all about. Legacy is not letting go of the memories and the things that was taught you by your mother. And those of you that don't have a mother, you may have somebody in your life, and who knows, I may deal with that a little bit, but even Jesus himself, when he got ready to go, guess what he said? He said, John, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. And he was a perfect example of what it meant to have a relationship or introduce a new relationship to somebody that wasn't biologically connected. That's even in the Bible, honey. And Jesus was leaving, but he said, John, behold your mother. In other words, she's your mother now. And mother, behold your son. There's been times that people have lost children. So ladies, let's just remember. Let's remember. Don't underestimate who you are. And don't never underestimate the love of a mother. I know it's difficult at times. And I know that, you know, so many things. I mean, I'm just hitting the surface of what mothers do. I mean, there's so much to your what you do. There's so much to what you do. But know this, you are special. You are important. And not only are you important, remember this one thing. I love how Mr. Spencer Kimball, I love how he put that. To be a mother is a woman's greatest vocation in life. And you know, we can get to the place where, you know, let's be honest. You know, we love what we do because they're our children. But it ain't like when you first, you know, started having kids. Well, some people, you know, but you wasn't like jumping for joy. You weren't jumping for joy and it was more than what it was cracked up. Some people, when the child came, then they started getting excited. You know, some, it was a surprise and it was, oops, here it is coming. You know, so everybody had different feelings. But to be a mother, it means something. Now, we haven't even touched on daddies yet. We're going to do that in the month of June. But I want you to know, this is your month. Treat yourself. You know, pamper yourself, because you deserve it, honey. You deserve it. If you're a grandmother, auntie, you know, it takes a village, honey. And you are important. Get that in your mind. Get it in your spirit. You are important. We're glad for this first segment. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take our break and come back. And we're going to, I got some things I want to talk about as far as all things beauty. Now listen, stay with us, okay? Stay with us, because we've been working on some things with all things beauty, and you're gonna miss some treats if you don't wait and hang in there with us. So we'll be right back, okay? We are back. We are back for our second segment, and which is all things beauty. Beauty is to all things, to all people. And you know, there's a product I just want to give you, and it's called Bevel. Now Bevel is a product for men. Now just ladies, okay, hear me out here. Just because we're talking about a lot of things to do with women and you know, we're just expressing and being free to talk about any and everything, and then we're doing a lot of things concerning beauty for women, you know, what we should be, what's some good things in beauty that we don't know about, things that we do know about, what is the information. But listen, I want to, even sometimes if I get a good product, I want to let you guys know about that. You may have husbands or whatever the case, or sons, you know, or nephews. You may want to tell them about it. But it's called Bevel. Look it up. It's black owned, and I believe they're it's a shaving line. It's very good. It's very good. I haven't tried it, of course. My husband has, okay? And what I like about it is they had a deodorant. They had a deodorant too, so he got a chance to try both the deodorant and the shaving cream. And the deodorant is what do you call it when it's with is organic, you know, all of the chemicals not in there. So I got a chance to talk to him about that, and he loves the line. So for those of you that have sons, nephews, or even maybe your husband, you know, you probably can pick it up. I believe you can find it either at Target, and I'm not sure, I think it was Walmart, but I'm not sure. When you get a chance, check it out. You can look it up online, and I think that Procter Gamble, they're supporting the shaving line. So it's really nice. It's black owned. I like that. And I love talking about products that, you know, does not have a lot of mixture of all kind of, you know, chemicals and things like that. I love organic products, natural products, and this is a natural product. And so you can check it out. You know, maybe you might want to get it as a gift. But that's one of the all things beauty that we wanted to talk about. That's for men, ladies. It's not for women. It's for men, okay? And so we also have a thought of the day we want to leave with you. And this thought of the day is actually one of my poems that I wrote, me personally. You know, this poem is, it says, we are the models. Don't underestimate the power of a mother's love. Love them for who they are, not for what they do. So that's our thought of the day. We are the models. Mothers, you are the models. And we want you to know that you are special. You are important. This is your month to shine, your month to be blessed. This is your month to just be encouraged and be lifted up and put your head up high. Lift your head up high and know that God loves you. Maybe this month I will talk about the respect that women deserve. And I will probably be discussing it about the respect that women deserve through how Jesus respected his mother. So we are we're just glad that you got an opportunity to hear us today, and you be encouraged, and we'll see you next time. You just look forward to seeing us next time. Take care. So like, share, and subscribe. To support us, go to anchor.fm/sandra-t-web, or you can email us at iamwoman41@gmail.com. Also, we're on Instagram at iamwomanpodcast. And to connect with us and get involved, you can also go to Facebook, I Am Woman.